Just when you thought it was safe to turn the radio back on, along came Just Two. A mindless eating machine, capable of swallowing up other people's gags whole. Just Two sit to terrorize the shores.
What shores?
Oh, that's very kind. I'll have a gin and tonic.
Oh, it was terrible. Those cold, glassy eyes, that huge mouth, the row of jagged teeth.
Oh, no, Marty, that was Janet Street Porter.
Just Two. Turn on your radio before it turns on you.
Yeah. Didn't that pardon me? I've got clean underwear on.
Here's Shark Attack. Gentle opener from Shark Attack, living in the UK. And why not? Because let's face it, this is a wonderful country.
Where else could you walk down the street, meet a complete stranger, have dinner with him, and then be invited to spend the night at his home?
Exactly. And that happened to you?
No, but it happened to my sister.
Yes, and there's some strange goings on here in London, too.
Have you ever heard of the Bermondsey Triangle?
You mean that strange circle from which people disappeared?
Men have been seen walking down Bermondsey High Street 1 minute and the second minute, gone.
Listen, I tell you what, that's got worse since that massage parlour opened and all.
Well, you've been down there recently, Lord Pornford. What exactly happened?
A lady dressed like a sort of hussar beckoned to us. Come inside, she said. The place is full of fun-loving girls. Thinking only to have perhaps a game of tiddlywinks, we entered. As we did so, this commissionairess give me a knowing look. Some of the girls are naughty, she said. Ah, I thought, perhaps they tittle when they should be winking.
And it's a good trick if you can do it too.
I mean, the old country school sex, man, it is. I mean, you go talking about things like that, you're going to encourage it, ain't you?
Some of them don't need much encouraging, you ask me.
Well, don't look at me.
Well, it's everywhere you go, it. I was in a club the other day and a girl came out and did the dance of the five balloons. Do you know, for two pins I'd have walked out. Found the two pins and I got chucked out. Eddie Grant. His brother's in the civil service, you know. Government Grant. That's Electric Avenue, which sounds like something you'd find in America, doesn't it?
Well, of course, over here we got the triple garage. Of course, the doors open electronically.
Oh, of course.
Much bigger than anything you got back in England, eh?
Absolutely. What's that over there? Looks like the Crystal Palace.
Oh, that's just the greenhouse, Mac. Everything's bigger and better over here.
Absolutely.
And here's the back lawn, just a little old 4 acres, huh?
This is wonderful.
And in the middle of it here, we're just walking towards the heated swimming pool.
Don't flush it. For God's sake, don't flush it.
Twisting by the pool, keeping by the pool.
finished again.
Sorry. Out of it.
Dire Straits and the new one, Twisting by the Pool.
How very gay.
Yes, over in America they do all kinds of things by the pool.
In Vegas recently, a guy came up and he told me about a millionaire who lived there in Vegas who decided he wanted to give an unusual party for his friends. He called the party Night in the Everglades. From Florida, he flew in palm trees, tropical brush. He lines them around the pool. He flew in a Seminole Indian rock and roll band called Bow and the Arrows. He also flew in 20 alligators. He puts them in the pool. To impress his friend with how liberal he was, he invited his Negro gardener. Personally, I think you're being pretty damn liberal when you bring alligators. But the party's going on, everybody's having a ball. And the host stops the band, he gets the guest around him. He says, look, as an added surprise, I've decided I'm going to offer either my daughter's hand in marriage or $1 million to any guy who will swim that pool of alligators. There's an immediate undertone of conversation. While everybody's talking, splash! They turn and look, and there goes the Negro gardener down the pool. When he gets out of the other end, the undertone of conversation increases. The fella's friends go to him and say, Fred, you made the offer. You gotta pay off, Fred. If you don't, everyone will say you're not a man of your word. Fred goes over to the garden. He says, you won the bet. Which do you want, my daughter or the $1 million? And the fellow said, neither one. I want you to tell me who shoved me in that damn pool.
Say, get me an alligator sandwich and make it snappy. One of the alligators was such a snob. Well, apparently you could trace his ancestors back to the handbag counter at Harrods.
Run home, down the gasoline alley where I started from. Call it home, run.
great. Elkie Brooks and Gasoline Alley. They were so poor there, they used to mug tramps. Any cat with a tail was a tourist. Had enough yet? Right, back to the gasoline, I think.
Right there, fill it up, Woodron.
Right, sir. Hey, Gaffer, would you mind turning your engine off a minute? We can't keep up with you back here.
Hello, Jeff. You still out of work?
No, I got a nice job. Nice steady job.
Oh, what do you do?
Change the prices on petrol pumps.
Three-gallon, please.
That's the last lot at this price, Gov.
Is it?
Right, fill her up.
That'll be £18.50, Gov.
Oh, well, won't be any more at this price, eh?
No, next lot's 10p cheaper. Hello there. Are you having any trouble?
Yeah, I ran out of petrol.
Oh, well, follow me. I got a full tank.
I'm all right with my car. I've got that oil in that gives me another 10% more miles per gallon. Got some spark plugs in that give me another 20%. And I've got electronic ignition that gives me 30% more miles per gallon. I have to be careful. If I drive it too far, the tank starts overflowing. Christopher Cross, sailing. And a quick
hello, sailor, to everyone at the boat show at Earl's Court today.
Wait a minute. Where's the shipping forecast? Be warned, me hatties. There'll be a storm blowing up from the Azores.
What Azores?
Oh, that's very kind. I'll have a gin and tonic.
As the storm rises, Captain Cleese sits below decks, writing in his log.
Well, they might have given him a cabin.
They did. It was a log cabin. Yeah. Dear logbook. This morning, Mr. Hatch brought out my cocoa at 8 o'clock. Serve him right for drinking it at 7:30.
Good morning, Captain. I brought up your cocoa.
It's all right. I've already told them.
I stood in the pilchard with a spanker blowing through my hair and the salty bloaters spinning before the goblets. It's a man's life, I tell you. A man's life, I tell you.
I'm so sorry, Ned. Never throw into the wind.
What's our position?
Desperate. I mean, I'll inquire. Navigator, can you restitute our position in the med? What's that object of the port beam?
What is that object of the port beam? Good heavens, it's the Albert Hall.
You've been to sea before.
What is this ship doing in Hyde Park?
Oh, the sea's calmer here.
You idiot. We're 4,000 miles off course.
Nobody's perfect.
Backwards! Mutinous dogs! Where's Mr. Christian? Mr. Christian!
So do me a favour, what do you want?
Isn't he starring in that new Jewish pantomime, Abe's in the Wood? When I'm driving my Pacino there and nothing can be meaner, I'm a wrecker. Oh, I'm a wrecker. When I'm cruising up the motorway, you better get out of my way. Oh, I'm a wrecker. Oh, I'm a wrecker. And I'm a fast lane flyer doing 90 miles an hour. I'm a wrecker. Oh, I'm a wrecker. I got my cord on the hook, can the door keep it down? Oh, I'm a wrecker. Cause you can't get a sail with a crease in your tail. I'm a wrecker. I'm a clean cut guy with a suit shirt tie. I'm a wrecker. Sell, 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 take the money. Sell, 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 see the bunny. Beggar or playboy, run around town. Picking up the liquor, set them up and get them down. Spend the afternoon screaming like a clown. I'm a wrecker, I'm a wrecker. I can sell a stuffed gorilla, I can sell body filler. I can sell a caravan, I can sell a tin can. I can sell hi-fi, I can sell chicken pie. Got the whole of the nation saying insulation, insulation. Is there a dirty joke, can I give you a smoke? Oh, I'm a wrecker. You a drink to make you think you're in the bingo. I'm a wrecker. I'm one of the boys, yes, I'm one of the boys. I'm one of the wreckers. Sell, 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 hit the target. Sell, 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 get the bonuses. My territory's on top of the heap. Chromatics and I'm a rep. No, not wreck, madam. No, it hasn't been that good a holiday. Rep, representative, you know. Foot in the door, never say die.
Come in.
Good morning, madam. This is your lucky day. We have something to give you.
Oh, I don't want anything.
I didn't say buy, I said give. And that's what I mean, lady. Give to you a wonderful gift.
Will you just look at my rug?
Yes, look at that rug. It's a mess, but for only $1.50 a week, I can deliver to your door a beautiful rug from the looms of Pakistan. This will be delivered to you by a uniformed Buddhist who will, at no additional charge, teach you the strange and hypnotic powers to enable you to cloud men's minds so they can't see you.
I don't want a rug, and I don't want to cloud men's minds. My husband is upstairs very sick.
Well, in that case, lady, could I interest you in a black dress?
isn't going to die. He just broke a leg.
In that case, madam, don't you agree with the old expression, a little insurance is the best policy? Breaking a leg is one thing, but what would happen, God forbid, if that big oak tree out there in your yard should suddenly topple over and crash into your house?
Fiddlesticks, that tree has been standing sturdy for over 300 years.
Okay, boys. My papa is correct. You have just won a year of free cha-cha lessons at the Gladys Kimberly Dance School.
What a salesman. He sold a farmer a milking machine once, only had one cow. And he took that as a deposit.
My friends say I'm a fool, it doesn't matter. They don't see you as I do. You're the image of perfection standing there. And I love you, though everybody stares.
Sailor. It's the kids from Fame and their new 45. It's called Mannequin.
Radio 1 Stereo.
And girls, if you're wondering what the best dressed mannequins are going to be wearing in 83, well, wonder no more, because here's a word from our fashion editor, Daphne Whitethigh.
Bosoms are out again.
Well, when they come in, will you tell them I called?
Dirty perisher.
Below the poverty line.
Gavin, living below the poverty line. Well, it's better than living below the Bakerloo line. Well, no poverty down at the top people's store in Knightsbridge, we trust. Because, as I'm sure you know, their sale started yesterday, so let's see how they're going on.
Excuse me, what floor's got the carpets on?
All of them, sir.
Do you like this mink coat, Hermione? I got it for a ridiculous figure.
Yeah, so I see.
Oh, hello, Binky. I've just bought the wife a mink outfit.
Really?
Yeah, ferret trap and a gun.
Oh, excuse me. Do you have any 6-foot rules?
No, sir. It doesn't matter how tall you are.
Say, is that a real constable over the fireplace?
Yes, madam. He's just drying his boots.
I was wondering if you could get my son's wedding pictures enlarged. See, they're on honeymoon at the moment, and I'd like them ready for when they come back.
Certainly, madam. 8x10?
Yeah.
And do you want them mounted?
Oh, no. Just holding hands.
I was in the furnishing department yesterday. I said, have you got a small suite, about 200 quid? He said, certainly, sir. Here's a Mars bar.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street.
Something
our
tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our.
Father
gets up late for work. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Been a good one for Madness. Our house, singing about all the daily chores.
What chores?
Oh, that's very kind. Another gin and tonic, please. Hey, they had a good house down at the East Cheam Scout Hall last week. See, the local drama society were putting on their latest production. And they always pull a big crowd. Although, perhaps not for the right reasons.
I don't understand, young Jimmy. He's not like a normal boy, Harold. You must talk to him, Harold. Harold, where are you?
Underneath the ruddy curtain. Get it off me.
Oh, yes. Well, Alfie and out and you crawl out.
I can't see. Where are you?
Well, stop thrashing about.
I'll thrash you about when I get out.
Don't you talk to me like that. I shall report you to the union. It's not my fault the curtain fell on you.
I'll get on with it.
We can't. He's got caught under the curtain.
You can both come to my office and get your cards when this is over.
It's not our fault.
You are no trooper, sir. A real artiste would have pretended it was part of the action and carried on as though nothing had happened.
How can you carry on when a dirty great velvet curtain has dropped on your neck? You great big-headed lump.
Big-headed lump? May I remind you that there is an audience out there who can hear every drunken word you're saying.
Oh, belt out. I didn't want to do this acting like in the first place. I wish I'd stayed at home and watched the boxing.
Was there some boxing on tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd known.
I said, get on with it.
Oh, wait.
Well, rather.
Come on, Sid, let's whip this through. We might be able to see the last few rounds.
We're very unprofessional. We've come to see a play.
I'm just conferring with my fellow artiste. I say.
Yeah.
You don't happen to know what time the boxing finishes?
Well, I say, is it the boxing on tonight?
It's the only show I've seen where the prompter got three curtain calls.
There was a boy, very strange, enchanted boy. Say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea, a little shy, sad eyes,
stuff about so early in the year. That's Central Line with The Nature Boy.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people going back to nature these days. Even in this weather, they still prefer life au naturel.
Very nice place for a nudist camp, this. Lovely rooms. What are you doing?
I'm just getting undressed for lunch. Go on, get your clothes off.
What?
Take your clothes off.
The socks and everything, yes. You want people staring at you? These people think nothing of it. What are you giggling at? It's a scar from the war, that's what it is.
If that's a war wound, I think you'll find I've got a similar one under my
shirt. I don't want to see under your shirt. I don't want to see under your shirt. You disgust me. You disgust me.
Phew. It's a bit chilly out here, isn't it?
Well, it's all right if we stay up on the hill here in the sun. Stay away from the gullies. It's drafty down there.
It's drafty around the gullies up here as well.
Look, don't crouch like that, will you?
Here's someone coming now.
Ah, it's the manageress.
How do you know it's the manageress?
Well, it's certainly not the manager, I know that.
Get down like we dropped a quarter or something. Oh, hi there. Huh? No, we dropped a quarter. From where?
Well, next week, what to tip the waiter at a nudist camp? And will £5 cover it? That'll be a hit, or my name isn't
Maggie Just!
But that's another story. In case you've been in Botswana land for the last 6 months, the theme from E.T., John Williams. Well, from the extraterrestrial to the extremely tedious, as we turn now to our consumer spot.
Mr. and Mrs. Robinson from Harrow on the Weald went into their local electricity board showroom to buy a new fridge freezer.
They paid cash for it, and within 4 days, it was installed and took pride of place in their kitchen.
All went well for a couple of weeks.
The milk was cold.
The food stayed fresh.
And even the light worked when you opened the door.
But then the trouble started.
On February the 19th, the Robinson's 7-year-old son, George, got an attack of appendicitis and had to be rushed to hospital.
They rang the electricity board, who responded,
"This has got nothing to do with us."
The Robinsons left it at that, but this incident was just the tip of the iceberg.
Just 2 days after this, on the 17th, a freak typhoon ripped off a whole side of their house, 79 Latchmere Road.
Well, naturally upset by this, Mr. and Mrs. Robinson had a quarrel, which ended in Mr. Robinson savagely pushing his wife through a plate glass window.
On both occasions, they contacted the electricity board, and on both occasions, they were told,
"I'm sorry, this really has got nothing to do with us."
Yes, I keep getting little letters in red from the electricity board, or the light brigade, as we call them. And look what a charge they made. Oh, lovely. It's Joe.
So
it be a hit now?
I doubt it somehow. Joe Jackson, stepping out. Hello, who's that stepping out? If he's not careful, he's gonna...
Too late. Monty! Monty! Are you all right? Speak to me, Monty. Are you comfortable? Well, I make a living.
You stupid boy.
Don't blame me. It's these cheap Christmas crackers.
Living on free food tickets. Ordering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister. Crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have a spare. People fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. Gotta walk in the town to find a job.
What's enough?
Try to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through and chill you to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the chills stay away. Keep them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation. There's a whole lot of love and a warm conversation, but don't forget to pray. Making you strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people. Smiles really hard on a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can.
Love of the Common People from Paul Young and the Family. Nothing like a bit of nepotism. And nothing like hearing from your family when you're unavoidably detained.
Who's that from, Sophie?
It's from me missus.
Oh, what's she say?
She says, since you got done for receiving...
Oh, I didn't know you got done for receiving.
Yeah, 2 crates of gold watches. Huh? And they never found them neither. Since you got done for receiving and have been inside for 12 months now, there is no one to dig the back garden and plant the spuds. I shall have to do it myself. Ooh, blimey.
What's up, Soapy? You've gone white.
Here, where's that notepaper? Dear Reen, whatever you do, don't dig up the back garden. That's where I hid the stuff. I'll get this to one of the screws. He can post it tomorrow.
Hello, darling!
Hello, Reen.
Here, you had the right hand you do yesterday. 20 coppers piled in 9 o'clock and dug up the back garden, all on it.
Did they?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. Just plant the spuds.
Thank you.
little flower of Orient.
Late in Orient. Sleeping lions, and wonderful you are. And you'll be all the more wonderful if you join us same time next week. You will? Good. From producer Ron Belcher and myself, it's hasta la vista, and ponder on this thought. If a man pushed Ronald Reagan into quick-drying cement, might he be trying to set a precedent? Unfortunately, it didn't work with Jonathan King.